solving your health puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Dr. Stuart Yeager. I'm a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting people's health.
And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting people's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time.
For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com.
We're going to start out our discussion today in discussing holistic health care and why the need for holistic health care. We will discuss what it is and what it is not. There are a lot of misunderstandings about holistic health care. These are the myths about what it is and what it does. We are also going to discuss the miracles that can happen when people are treated with holistic health care instead of what is considered traditional modern medicine.
How many times have you heard a person being put on medications that did little to resolving the health problem? Take, for example, a woman in her 50s who suffered from Meniere's disease for 28 years with a constant ringing in her ears and a loss of balance. She was put on conventional medications that did nothing for the constant noise and the ringing in her ear and her loss of balance. I used a cool laser on it once, and she no longer had the ringing in her ear, and her balance has been restored.
How about the person who had hay fever from environmental allergies? Some of the medical options for people suffering from hay fever are antihistamines like Claritin and Allivert and Benadryl and Nasonex to suppress the symptoms. How long do you have to take these medicines? Forever. The holistic health care that we do eliminates allergies. When the treatment is done, medications are no longer needed. And then there's a person who has high cholesterol levels, high blood pressure, high blood sugar. Conventional medicine would have you take a statin drug to control the high cholesterol levels, and then they would have you take blood pressure medication to try and control the blood pressure. Then a third medication to attempt to control the blood sugar levels. If the non-insulin medication for controlling blood sugar levels does not work, then they put you on insulin. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar levels are all associated with metabolic syndrome. Holistic health care assists the body to heal itself. Cholesterol levels are normalized, blood pressure is normalized, and so are blood sugar levels. If you understand the physiology behind why these problems develop and then correct the physiology, the body heals itself.
How about the person who suffers from asthma? They have their inhaler and other asthma medications to control their asthma, none of which cure the asthma. They are on these medications so that they can breathe. Now, the two most common triggers for asthma are allergies and stress. As I mentioned, curing or eliminating the over-immune response to the allergens will greatly rid most of the asthma. Controlling stress will rid almost all the rest of the causes of the asthma attack. That is what we do with holistic health care. You know, every one of these conditions that I've mentioned, conventional health care treats with medications to suppress symptoms. I call them symptom chasers. They do nothing to truly heal the person. The person being put on these medications having to take them forever. Just think about it. Conventional allopathic doctors have put themselves in what is considered in many people's eyes as the sole authority on health care. They want you to believe if they don't know how to cure these conditions, then nobody else does. They are the authority. Now, where is the majority of research being done? I see it in the newspaper and hear it on the radio. It is on the research for a new medication. What is the research for? It is to control the symptoms or to suppress symptoms, not to cure. Most medications do not cure. If they did, the pharmaceutical companies would go out of business. We would not need them anymore. That would be bad for business. So the pharmaceutical companies pay a large portion of the cost of medical school. They are making an investment on those that will be prescribing their medications. They pay for the research and they also pay for the advertising. Major dollars are being made by these pharmaceutical companies. They have made a huge investment and their interest is in preserving their interests and their investments. One way in doing so is setting their conventional medicine doctors as the authority and not considering other ways of thinking. You know, I have a patient who was on the board of one of the Wasatch Front hospitals. He told me that it is the pharmaceutical companies that are in control of the hospitals and our healthcare system. That it will continue that way until it bankrupts our country. He would like to get alternative healthcare into the hospital where he's on the board. He sees what traditional medicine is doing, what the pharmaceutical companies are doing. He said that if he even brought up the suggestion of introducing alternative healthcare into the hospital at a board meeting, he would be kicked off the board. So who's in control? It is the pharmaceutical companies. They also control the insurance companies by controlling what is being covered by insurance.
So let's discuss some of the myths of holistic healthcare. The first myth might be people who use holistic medicine are either ignorant or desperate. But that's not right. It's just the opposite. They realize that modern allopathic medicine doesn't have the answer to all health problems. One-third of American adults have at least one type of alternative complementary medicine in their cabinet because they strongly believe in the power of alternative medicine. Another myth is holistic healthcare is steeped in evil, like the occult. Actually, holistic methods are founded on the concept of creating harmony of the mind, body, and spirit.
Another myth is that holistic medicine is a fad. Now, as many as 90% of the world uses holistic and alternative methods for healthcare. They come from centuries-old healing practices. The Western world thinks these are a fad because they are new to us. The fact is that they are not new, and they are not a fad.
And then there's the myth that alternative medicine and conventional medicine are separate and cannot be combined. But a combined approach is always recommended. If you have a severe cut, you may need stitches. We had an elderly patient come into our office with hip pain after a fall. He didn't want to go to the hospital, but he was x-rayed and was found to have a hip fracture. Dr. Yeager told him that he needed to see an orthopedic surgeon. He did. And he had his hip replaced and was walking within a short time. In the end, he was grateful that he did have his surgery. There is a time for surgery. I have a daughter that had an emergency C-section when she delivered my grandson. If that hadn't been done, she would have delivered a stillborn baby. That would have been so sad. The surgery saved my grandson's life. Medication was necessary to be able to perform the procedure. Some people need certain medications in order to live, such as insulin for diabetics, that can be life-saving. And uncontrolled bacterial infections need antibiotics sometimes. Holistic medicine is particularly helpful in treating chronic illnesses by treating the whole person, not just as a specialist that focuses in only one of the systems of the body.
One of the classical thoughts of reasoning for the taking of medicines is that the condition is genetic. So, if it's the genes, you cannot change that, and you just have to take the medicines to control the symptoms. In other words, ignore and forget the physiology because it is genetic, and you cannot do anything about it anyway. What a cop-out to have a person not take responsibility for their health. Take, for example, smoking. For those of you who know and remember George Burns, he was a well-known comedian and actor that liked his cigars and smoked them for years. He lived 100 years. He had genetics that protected him from getting the cancers that can come from years of smoking. But what about the person that does not have those genes? They have genes that predispose them to developing lung cancer from smoking. Let's say they developed the lung cancer after years of smoking. Now, was it the genetics that caused the lung cancer or was it the smoking? You see, this person who developed lung cancer from smoking would not have the lung cancer if they had not smoked. It was the lifestyle.
The same goes with many chronic degenerative health conditions. they are lifestyle conditions that cause them. In other words, by changing and correcting the lifestyle, heal and correct the physiology, we can make a major difference in a person's life. From diabetes and metabolic syndrome, high cholesterol levels, obesity, arthritis, asthma, and allergies. The list can go on and on. Most people don't know how to go about this. They don't know or understand the physiology and are regularly being told, ask your doctor and see if this drug is right for you. Isn't it time to start taking responsibility for your own health? But we just don't have time to explain everything to you right now. That is why we are offering for you, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation in the office with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we'll also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD for your computer and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That's 801-943-3355. We have a healthcare class coming up on Wednesday, March the 14th, in our office from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on pain and inflammation and the use of a cool laser. So call and get a seat reserved at 801-943-3355. Remember, that's our healthcare class on Wednesday, March the 14th, in our office from 6 to 7:30 on pain and inflammation and the use of a cool laser at 943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we are discussing holistic health care and how it blesses people's lives. You know, some people think that holistic health care is expensive. Is it really? Now, what does it cost to get healthy? And then compare it to the cost to being sick. Getting healthy is a lot less expensive. What does it cost to have an asthma attack and have to go into the hospital? Then what does it cost to get rid of and eliminate the allergies that are triggering the asthma? I know what it costs to get rid of the allergies that allows the lungs to heal and no longer trigger the asthma attack that can kill. It is a lot less expensive than that hospital visit. At least, that is what I'm told by a mother that was regularly taking her daughter to the hospital because of asthma attacks. That doesn't even take into consideration the suffering the child had and the humiliation when the daughter couldn't go out to play at recess because of her fear of setting off an asthma attack because of the inversion and the air pollution outside. Her daughter no longer had the asthma attacks and can go outside and play with her other children, and their family saves thousands of dollars from not having to pay the hospital and medical bills.
Just the complications that come from diabetes requires hospital visits, and the many medications become extremely costly. Not only financially costly, but it's very costly to one's health. Diabetes and metabolic syndrome cost our country billions of dollars each year. Stroke, heart attack, poor circulation. Larry H. Miller lost his lower legs due to poor circulation from the complications of diabetes, and then it took his life when he was in his 60s. So what does holistic health care cost? It saves people's lives. We had a person come into our office with diabetes and was on 22 units of insulin twice a day because of uncontrolled diabetes. With holistic health care in our office, and by correcting his diet, his blood sugar levels came down enough to have him be able to get off of his insulin and changed to a less toxic oral medication. The big bonus for him was that it changed how he felt in a major way. He got back energy and strength that he had lost. His medical bills dramatically decreased.
So let's talk about holistic healthcare and how we help people in a holistic way. You know, every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, you can feel that heat, and you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That is what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms, but they don't get to the underlying cause, to the problem. Then they have one more choice, and that is the choice of removing the hand from the fire. That is what holistic healthcare does. It identifies and removes the source of the problem.
It just makes sense. If you remove the source of the problem, then you cure the symptom and other health problems that it will occur if the problem is not removed. This reminds me of all the patients we have had that are on proton pump inhibitors because of gastric reflux. The medications, which are proton pump inhibitors, decrease the hydrochloric acid in the stomach. An example would be drugs like omeprazole or Prilosec or Prevacid. These are meant to be temporary treatments to allow any area which might be bleeding or damaged to be healed. They are not meant to stay on for years, or you wouldn't have enough hydrochloric acid to digest your food, which then causes many other problems. It's better to determine why the person is burping up gastric acid into the esophagus and address that. It could be as easy as correcting your posture, or losing weight, or eating a better combination of food to prevent the gastric reflux, or even the timing of when you eat, like not eating right before going to bed. If you can't digest your food, then you won't be able to absorb all the nutrients from it, no matter how wonderful your diet may be, which could be starving your body of everything except the simple sugars that start to be digested by our saliva and don't need as much hydrochloric acid. Now, Dr. Yeager, why don't you tell us about the different interferences that affect a person's health?
There are six different interferences. The first is structure. Those are the injuries from being in a car accident or a skiing accident, sport injury, bending and lifting, poor posture, and repetitive movements. These are structural problems. You know, if a person is in pain, that drains the person of their energy, and they become tired and fatigued. That is why it's important to make sure the structure is working properly with the muscles and the alignment of the spine, the shoulders, and posture. Having good posture is much more energy efficient, and correcting the posture can bring back a person's energy if that is the cause of the fatigue. A person may have poor posture from one or more of the six different interferences. You know, I use an instrument to adjust the neck and the spine. It's much safer than hand manipulation and even more effective. I also teach exercises and lifestyle changes so that they can avoid aggravating their condition. I also use a cool laser to treat the pain and inflammation associated with the condition. Now, a cool laser is a non-burning laser. This is particularly effective with arthritis pain and tendonitis. I have a patient with severe arthritis in her knees. Now, a surgeon would say that there is bone on bone, and the only thing that you can do is do a knee replacement. Now, after one treatment with the laser, her pain was cut in half. Now, her pain partially returned when she returned for her second treatment. After her second treatment, the pain was completely gone in one of her knees, and the other knee, it was only there mildly. She had been in pain with her knees for a long time. She could hardly believe she was getting the relief she was getting after just two treatments. You know, I had another patient who was having a lot of wrist pain and weakness. She could not lift a gallon of milk with one hand at the grocery store. I treated her wrist once with a cool laser. She came back a couple of days later and said that her wrist pain was gone and her strength came back. She could lift a gallon of milk with one hand again. Now she wanted me to treat her for her elbow pain with the laser. Now, another patient came to the office with a shoulder problem. It turned out to be a rotator cuff problem. He could not raise his arm more than 30 degrees on his own. He also had impingement in his shoulder. With this, if we were to raise his arm passively up over his head. He couldn't do that. We couldn't even get his arm to shoulder height. It just wouldn't move. It was locked up. So no matter what I did, the arm could not be raised to shoulder height, even when I tried to do it and assist him in doing it. After just one non-painful treatment, which included using the laser, he was able to raise his arm on his own over his head with no pain. He could not believe the change after one treatment. He had been in that situation for over a year. He couldn't raise that arm for over a year. And one treatment made a big, huge difference. Now, these conditions are all treated without the use of pharmaceutical prescription medications. Now, the second interference is electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines in our neighborhoods, the wiring in our homes, microwaves, computers, television, cell phones. Now, have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Exhausted.
That's the effect of electromagnetic pollution, electrical pollution. Now, I have had several patients who have experienced fatigue and exhaustion, and electrical pollution was a major factor. These people worked around and are exposed to electrical wires around where they work and at home and are sensitive to the electrical pollution. Now, I treated these patients for the electrical pollution with multipolar magnets, and their energy increased dramatically. It was like a miracle. All they have to do is carry around that multipolar magnet, and it protects them from the electrical pollution. A multipolar magnet is not a regular magnet. Other types of magnets do not have the same effect.
Traditional medicine is just starting to acknowledge electrical pollution and the effects it's having on people. It's amazing what can happen when you find the cause to what is affecting a person's health and correct it.
That's right. Now, the third interference is nutritional. This is the foods you eat, how your body digests and assimilates the food you eat, hormone balance, infections, bacterial, viral, yeast, and parasites, the taking of supplements. Many people have poor diets and eat artificial foods, which are the processed foods with chemicals added, and they do not eat the healthy food that the body needs to function. It eventually catches up with you. Just last week, I was listening on the radio, and the news said that the number of people dying from hepatitis C was high. They mentioned that individuals over a certain age, which was the 50s, were the ones that were at risk. But the real problem was that many of these people who have hepatitis did not even know that they had the virus. My point is this. Many people have these viruses, and people are just not aware that they have these viruses. These viruses are playing havoc to our systems and inflammation in the bodies and many areas of the body. Hepatitis is just one example. It creates the inflammation to the liver. Antibiotics do not help with viruses, but I found that homeopathic remedies work very well in treating viruses.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can see what interferences and stressors are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD for your computer, and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. We have a healthcare class coming up on Wednesday, March the 14th, in our office from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on pain and inflammation and the use of a cool laser. So call and get a seat reserved at 801-943-3355. Remember, that's our healthcare class on Wednesday, March the 14th, in our office from 6 to 7:30 on pain and inflammation and the use of a cool laser at 943-3355.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.